That's new music from D'Angelo.
Warp, Glenn. Remember you have a CD, an album with Warp? This sounds Warp.
It sounds like this.
Wow.
When you lay it out in the sun.
Wow. Lay it out in the sun.
You leave it. So you don't know nothing about it. You leave it in the car, right?
Right.
And it would get warm.
That's exactly what it sounds
and
like.
You say the new D'Angelo sounds like it's been sitting out in the sun.
He got a point.
Okay.
Man. I mean, most people don't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea what I'm talking about. You got to be over 45 to know what I'm talking
but
about.
But D'Angelo, you know, he's trying out.
You sure this wasn't left out in the sun?
That's a good question.
So wrong.
It sounds like the old D'Angelo.
Oh.
Yeah, man. But the record sounds warped, man. As we call it, whopped. Right?
Coming up next on the TJMS.
Learn more about Selma from someone who was there firsthand. Roland Martin talks about the movie and the movement with Ambassador Andrew Young next on the TJMS.
12 past the hour.
It's the Todd Turner Morning Show.
It's about to go.
Magic 101.3.
Happy New Year.
By Wednesday.
Means vary based on your effort.
1-5.
So which one of your favorite celebrities fell from grace in 2014? Visit our photo gallery of pics of Pilar Sanders, CeeLo, Apollo Nita, and more on blackamericaweb.com.
Oh, oh, oh.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show on Magic 101.3.
Oh, 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 it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
What do we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
The first Monday of a new year from Washington, D.C., Roland Martin. Good morning.
Tom, Sybil, Jay, hope all is well with you. How you doing?
Happy New Year, sir.
Oscar-winning film.
28 past the hour.
Oh, oh, oh.
I said, oh, oh, oh.
It's the Tom Turner Morning Show.
It's the mic.
The station.
The Tom Turner Morning Show.
On Magic 101.3.
It's the Tom Turner Morning Show.
The movie Selma comes out in theaters everywhere on Friday.
Yes.
Gotta go see it. Excellent.
And that was interesting what he said, what Andy Young said in the beginning, that Dr. King had a saying about first 10 days.
Yeah.
They're going to find something wrong with everything you do.
Yep.
And then there's this rehashing of the affairs that Dr. King had, which is also in the movie.
They deal with that in the movie, player.
They do.
They really do.
They don't,
they don't show it,
but they don't turn it off to the side either. They don't ignore that was an issue.
Mrs. King confronts him about the other women, and so she asks him,
point
did
blank,
you love the other women? Point blank, she asked him in that, and so I saw that Negro around, and somebody yells out, "You ain't got nothing to say now, do you, Dr. King?"
I mean, Oh, my God.
26 before the hour. You got, what you got to say now, Dr. King?
What you got to say now, Dr. King? Mighty quiet now. Followed up by, answer the woman. You got to see it in me, bro. There's a long pause, and you don't leave a long pause of Negro around at all. No.
How long? Not long.
Too long.
How long, Dr. King?
How long, Dr. King?
Not long.
Not long.
Wow.
Okay, it's time for a little No Black History Fact. Remembering congressional pioneer Senator Edward Brooke III. Became the first black U.S. senator elected by popular vote back in 66. Senator Brooke passed last Saturday at age 95, and we take a look back at his pioneering career. Born in Washington, D.C., 1919, graduated from Howard in 1941. He then entered the Army, fighting in World War II, earning a Bronze Star. Edward Brooke later graduated from the Boston University School of Law. His political career began in a failed Massachusetts House bid in 1950. Later became the nation's first black attorney general for Massachusetts in 1962. In 1966, Edward Brooke ran as a liberal Republican, winning in the majority Democratic state. Edward Brooke stepped past party lines and was very critical of President Richard Nixon and any politician that ignored the needs of the less fortunate. Edward Brooke was also a champion of civil rights.